Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you are having a fantastic day today. You are listening to America's best and most listened to fitness show, the Curtis Harwell Fitness Show, with over 6 million listens since we've been online. And I am your host here every week, Curtis Harwell. Excuse me. I try as hard as I can to discuss the topics that will help you and your family to a healthier lifestyle. And again, I'd like to thank all of my listeners who made us the most listened to fitness show on the internet. And this is worldwide, so it's absolutely fantastic. Without you, we would not have a show to share with you and everybody else who listens to the show. If you'd like, you can participate in the show today by contacting me on Facebook at Curtis Harwell or my other page, Curtis Harwell Fit, which is my training page. You can reach me at Curtis Harwell Talk Radio page. You can also call in the show today at 347-850-8748. And if I've got time, I'll get you on the line. If you have any questions, we'll get you going. Today's advertisers are Michelle's Magic Morsels. This is Michelle Rents. Protein cookie company. They're fantastic protein cookies made with that good old-fashioned taste, and she has tons of flavors, really, really good, healthy. You can check out IFBB Pro Michelle Brent's website at michellesmagicmorsels.com for the variety of flavors that she does offer. And if you mention this radio show, you will get 3 free cookies with your order. So head on over to michellesmagicmorsels.com to participate in purchasing some protein cookies from Michelle. Our other sponsor today is Titan Fitnesswear. You can get Titan Fitnesswear at titanfitnesswear.com. They have T-shirts, hoodies, tank tops, all different kinds of logos that you can get. They also have a deal right now if you buy any of the Cancer Society T-shirts that are just made for the Cancer Society. All of the revenues as far as profit absolutely goes 100% to the Cancer Society. So please participate. Head on over to Titan Fitnesswear and take a look at their gear, purchase, participate, and let's abolish and stop cancer in our society today. And again, today, got a little bit going in my throat today. We're going to have a terrific show today. Today's show, and we've covered menu planning before, but I keep getting questions after questions on menu planning. And I think part of the problem is people talk to other trainers, people that put together menu planning, and they make it seem like you almost have to be a rocket scientist to be able to do menu planning, and you really don't. It is not rocket science. You don't have to be a chemical engineer to be able to menu plan. So today I'd like to discuss menu planning and eating healthier and spending less money trying to eat healthier, because it is a situation. The healthier you eat, it in some instances it can cost you a bit more, but you do want to live longer, spend more time with your family, your grandkids, you know. So, and you want to have a healthier life. Now, one of the biggest problems that we have when we don't menu plan is, let's say it's 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and you start worrying about what you're going to have for dinner. We all do that. We absolutely all do that. We worry about what we're going to have for dinner. So, and a lot of us, the first answer is fast food. And that's not the answer that we should be having. So what I'm going to try to do is give you some old school tricks this back in fashion when it comes to menu planning. Now, menu planning is a great way to make sure you're eating a balanced diet and meeting your nutritional needs every day. And as every cook, every person, because you are a cook when you're at home putting together these meals, menu planning can save you time and money. It really can, if that's what you want to do. I'm also going to cover some of the 15 to 20 things that I think will benefit you in menu planning, too. So we'll cover that at the very end. Now, what are the benefits of menu planning? Now, menu planning can have a big impact on your health and your budget just by eating at home more often, because you're not going out to eat as often. With menu planning, you know what your meals look like and what you need to buy because you plan it out. Now, that makes grocery shopping more efficient. It cuts down on a ton of unplanned trips to buy one or two items after you've gone to the grocery store. Now, and with the grocery list in hand, which is a great byproduct of good menu planning, is that grocery list is easier to risk the impulse on purchases that you had no intention of buying. Now, what are some of the basics of menu planning? Now, you can have menu planning doesn't have to be complicated. Again, it's not rocket science. Now, absolutely, to get started, all you have to do is jot down some of your favorite meals. Okay, that's what you need to do. Also, you need to think about, are you just cooking for yourself or are you cooking for a family? You can also ask everyone in the family, or if you're just have a significant other or wife, ask them to suggest menu items too. Now, for more inspiration, you can flip through cookbooks or check out recipe websites that are all over the internet and which are very, very helpful. And you can even find sample menus and menu planning applications online. You can put on your iPhone or on your smartphone. You can put them on your computer. They will also help. And these are free. Some of them don't give you quite as much information as you like, but they are a good start. Now, plan a week of meals at a time. Don't get too exuberant and want to go out and do 3 or 4 weeks. No. Just try to get 1 week at a time. Don't drive yourself crazy. And be sure to include side dishes as well as entrees and some healthy desserts too, because we all do like the desserts, but healthy desserts. Now, when you have your menu plan filled in, create a shopping list of all of the ingredients that you're going to need for that week. Now, here's a few things that you need to consider when you're putting together your menu plan. Look for sales. Look for what's on sale this week at your supermarket or supermarkets around you. Now, I know myself, we usually will shop at three places. We'll shop at Costco, Walmart, and which is in another local store here in Texas, HEB, and we go to all three different ones because some stores have better meats, some stores have better fruits and vegetables, and other stores you buy like Costco in bulk, so you save a little bit of money. So shop wisely to save the money. Now, shop your pantry. Now, that can of beans in the back of cabinet could not be the starting point for any, could be the starting point for any number of meals. So, you know, shop your pantry. Look what's in your pantry, what you have stocked up. Also, you want to think seasonally. What fresh produce is available or veggies are available this time of year? Is it salad season or soup weather season? All of those have a very important effect on your menu planning, and mix them up. Don't do the same damn menu plan every week. Change it up. You want to keep the menu interesting by planning some of the, you know, if you want to go meatless meals or substituting a breakfast for a dinner, alternate new recipes and old flavors, old favorites. And I do that myself. I love breakfast for dinner. But also keep in mind, when you're putting together the menu planning, if you're going to have a menu that's meatless, have have it still high in protein, where you put all of the different proteins together, which will make a complete protein, and so you're getting your protein. So you want to keep that in mind when you put these together. And also, in your mind, picture your plate that's on the table. As you plan each meal, keep in mind that vegetables and fruit should cover half of your plate. Now, lean protein should cover a quarter, and the rest of the plate should be grains, preferably whole grains, or things like legumes, peas, things like that. Okay? Now, how do you get into the menu planning routine? Of course, it's got to be habit. So after you do it a while, it'll be like habit. But again, like any new habit, menu planning gets easier with the more you do it and the more practice. Now, over time, you'll figure out ways to make the process work for you very quickly. Now, in the meantime, here I'm going to give you a few tips and tricks from many people that I know that do menu planning and myself, and I'm going to give you some seasoned menu planning ideas. Now, you want to, one thing that really helps is try a theme or two. Don't start from scratch every week, okay? You might designate Mondays as pasta nights and Thursdays as chicken nights, excuse me, and plan to try new recipes on these nights to mix things up. So it's just really important that you try themes. Like for me, Thursdays are always like pasta. So we'll have low fat and maybe lasagna. We can have pizza night, do homemade pizza. But Thursdays have always been pasta nights. And it's one of the things my daughter and I have always had on Thursdays. Now, another thing that you want to do in your planning routine, plan for and to polish off leftovers. You know, if you have extra pasta on Monday, you might have it for lunch on Tuesday. That can be, you know, easily reheated for lunch on Tuesday, very easily. Leftover chicken on Thursday, use it as a top of a salad fill for lunch, a chicken salad. Have a chicken sandwich or add it to a soup on the weekend. So you want to plan for and be able to eat those leftovers. You don't want to have them go to waste. And recycle your menus. Don't throw away your menu plan at the end of the week. Keep them, okay? Instead, hold on to it and reuse it later, okay? Absolutely perfect. So, you know, after you get menu plans for so many weeks, start recycling what you have. And another thing is be flexible. Your menu that you have is not written in stone. Now, feel free to swap things around, you know, or designate one night as the cook's choice and use that night to clear out the refrigerator by making a casserole, stir fry, or other mix and match meals. There's a whole lot of different things that you can do. So be flexible in your menu plan. excuse me. And then take a moment to feel good about knowing that menu planning is making it easier for you and your family to eat a healthy diet, and give yourself an extra pat on the back for saving money while you're at it. So, you know, kind of bask in the glory when the menu planning starts working. So, you know, again, you know, we look at things, again, what is menu planning? It's whatever way you organize yourself to cook a meal, whether it's a breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It is the plan you make before you shop, okay? And some people plan a month in advance, freezing neatly labeled packages or packets of soup and or stew. Others wing it, shopping for the evening meal at the farmer's market and picking up whatever looks good for them at the store. Now, menu planning is really a personal thing, okay? What works for you may not work for me, and it probably won't, or for other people that I know, other clients that I have, other people that you know. What you like to eat is what you like to eat, and that's part of the menu plan. And the goal is to find a process in menu planning that is both enjoyable and effective for you and your family. And the one thing I sensed in a lot of the comments that I get from people about menu planning is that many of them absolutely enjoyed looking and perusing through cookbooks. So please do that. And I think it's a very important part of meal planning is when you do use cookbooks and use the healthy recipes. And keep in mind, meals aren't just solutions to the problem of needing to eat. Making a meal, a good meal, is also an expression of creativity. Even if it's just making a PB&J sandwich into a new shape, you know, you want to find ways to inspire yourself and to look forward to cooking. And that's the spirit that animates the whole endeavor when it comes to meal planning. You know, have fun with it. Have it be enjoyable and effective. And, you know, I'm going to give you a few lists. I'm going to get or a few pieces in my list, few items in my list for menu planning that will help get you inspired. The first thing is spend time each week looking for recipes. Again, this may feel like a little bit of an indulgence, but it really isn't. Just let yourself do it. Browse blogs, websites for recipes that look delicious that you will like to eat. That's the whole point of menu planning is it has to be enjoyable, something that you like. If someone else is putting together your menu planning and not using any input from you, what you like, run as fast as you can and do this on your own. Now, there are people, I do it myself, I help others do menu planning, but I make them do 90% of the work. All I do is try to inspire and show them initially how to do it, but I want them to pick the foods, plug in the foods that they want to eat. And again, it's menu planning is figuring out what to make and have a list of meals that you love and are easy to cook and food that's readily easily available to get. Okay, now. Secondly, create a place to save recipes and keep it simple, okay? Keep it simple. Or as the old adage of KISS, keep it simple, stupid, okay? Do whatever works for you. Don't get caught up in a rigid system that you don't like. Just use whatever works best and most easily for you, and it will work for you. You can use things like Pinterest. Pinterest works great. People put things up there, recipes, menus, things that they eat, and look at them and see if you like them. If those are things that you like, copy it to start out in the beginning. It's easy to visually look at these things and browse, you know, tons and tons of items and save what you like. Okay. So again, create a place to save recipes and keep it simple. Thirdly, ask your partner, your wife, your better half, family, roommates, all of them what they like to eat. And this might sound obvious, but it's easy to get caught up in our weeks and forget to ask our households what they like to eat. And I know in my family, I have a different appetite than everybody else. So we just work among ourselves to come up with a great menu plan. And you know, this will help you get, extra inspired too. And I love cooking, so I do most of the cooking in the household. So I just absolutely love cooking. And I try to please the people in the household with the food and the menu planning that I put together. Now, menu planning can be daunting, and sometimes to get other people in the household involved, it's kind of hard sometimes. So I do my best to try to involve everybody, and usually what everybody will say is whatever you put together, we will eat. So sometimes that makes it a little bit easier. Now, number four, check the weather. You may say, you know, weather, what the heck's weather got to do with the menu plan? Now, you know, the weather is changing all over the country right now because of the time of season. And the weather can determine sometimes what kind of mood you're going to be in. You know, if it's really, really cold, you may be in the mood for stews, soups, grilled things in the house. You know, it could be a whole lot of different things. So the weather can also play a part in your appetite, you know, what you want to have to eat. So look at the weather. The fifth thing, keep a meal journal. One of my best inspirations is my own record of things I've cooked in the past. So I can always go back and look at what I cooked. I have the recipes, and then I can replicate it really easy. Take a look at what you were, you know, cooking just a year ago, 2 years ago, after, you know, if you do this for a while. It's a good way to remember things that you used to cook and that you still love, and it inspires you to have different food all of the time. You're not eating the same thing. And I use a blank monthly calendar and plan the week's meals on the weekend, basing my grocery list on only the items that I need for my meals during the week. Now, I know I have a year and a half worth of meals, or more to look back on, especially handy for ideas, and to see what we were eating the same time a year ago. So you have that journal to help you all the time. And again, start a calendar, number six, start a calendar. Now that you're, you know, getting yourself inspired, your family inspired, you know, start a calendar of what you'd like to cook over the next few days or even a few weeks once you've done this for a while. In the beginning, it's a little bit harder to look out in weeks. So you want to go ahead and just do it, you know, a week at a time. And you can use things like, a Google Calendar, you know, whatever you want to use, Microsoft stuff, with notes on each day for the day's menu plan. Or you can just jot notes to yourself in the corner of your laptop screen, whatever you want to do. The important thing is to write it down. Another thing is, number seven, go with theme nights. And we kind of talked about this before. Have a soup night, pasta night, night that you're just going to have meat, beans. You might have a Mexican night, Italian night. You know, whatever you want to have, you can have a Southern night. Do themes night. And most people that I've worked with find it's really helpful to have a theme night each week. Or if you have a date night, you know, you might have something like Monday could be, you know, pasta night, Tuesday is fish, Wednesday is tacos, you know, Thursday is chicken, Friday can be pork, whatever. This doesn't work for everyone, but it may be especially helpful for those people that have kids to have theme nights, okay? And also see if, you know, you want to get your kids involved with planning their favorite, you know, tacos or something like that, or suggesting soups for the next week. So get the kids in, help the kids inspire you to do better things. So have those theme nights. Also, number nine, check what's on sale. Some people like myself really like to organize their meals around sales. I really love doing that. If you like organic, check and see if the chicken is off, you know, if it's a dollar off the chicken, if chickpeas or whatever is on sale, check out the grocery store circular in the paper. Or you, a lot of times now you can go right on the internet, check the store and all of the coupons and the things that are on sale, you can see right on the internet. So do that. And you can adjust your, you know, meal plan or shopping list a little bit by doing this. I look online at grocery store circulars to see what's on sale for the week. And sometimes I will plan my whole meal plan around this so I can save a little bit of money. And then I go to that grocery store on Saturday or Sunday and get, you know, non-perishables and any vegetables or fruit that I'll use for the few days that are coming up. 10, again, we talked about plan for leftovers, and most all of us have some tolerance of leftovers. Sometimes I've talked to people, they hate leftovers, so they have no tolerance, of it. I regularly cook one or two big healthy casseroles at the beginning of the week and eat them off all week long for lunch, okay? And you can do that too. And it's really healthy. Will stay good all week, get it to work, nuke it, you're fine to go. Either way, try to make your cooking always do double duty, okay? Make a little extra of everything if you can, and if you don't want it right away, stick it in the freezer and it'll wait for another day, okay? Number 11, prep food as soon as you get back from the store. So wash and dry the spinach, the lettuce. You know, you want to chop your onions, whatever, roast your vegetables, whatever you want to do there. If you can brown your sausage if you're going to make homemade pizza. Shred your zucchini or whatever you have if you're going to use it for quick stir fries. So you want to stack up glass containers of prepped ingredients in a refrigerator, and you can bask in your own awesome preparedness that you got all this stuff ready. And I do myself, I use glass a lot, so that's why I said glass. And I'm trying to get more in the habit of prepping all of the food as soon as I get back from the grocery store. Sometimes it's a little bit harder, doing the shredding and all the cutting and the cooking, slicing veggies, bagging them, all of that. Sometimes it's hard, but I try as hard as I can to do it as soon as I get home from doing groceries. And this makes the cooking night a lot quicker when you have all this stuff prepared. You don't have to prepare the food. Number 12, cook components, all of the components of your meals. So actually going beyond prep, cook components of the meals. And one of the examples I'm going to use here is you can start a batch of, let's say, tomato sauce while you're, washing greens and prep squash. The sauce can go, on a pizza one night and in lasagna the next, or roast a chicken right then that you can eat that night and use, for sandwiches throughout the week and pasta for the rest of the week. And so, I try as hard as I can to cook large batches of components on the weekend, then mix and match them according to what I'm craving during the week, because your appetite will change. So some things that you have on your menu plan, you will decide that you kind of want to change them a little bit, and that's not a bad thing. Now, grilled chicken thighs, brown ground beef, ground beef, and blanched veggies like broccoli, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts and cauliflower, can get turned into an Italian sauté. Absolutely fantastic. The 13th thing is, be strategic about freezing. Your freezer is your friend. Now, actually, it's the future you, but use your freezer. It is your friend. Number 14, don't overstuff the refrigerator. It's easy to get overwhelmed when your fridge is over full. So, don't stuff the fridge to the point that you can't see what's in it, okay? And the 15th thing, keep a well-stocked pantry. Meals are much easier, quicker to prepare if you keep your pantry well-stocked with certain things, okay? Don't run out of olive oil inconvenient moment. Make sure you have plenty of stuff like that and have spices ready to dress up your chicken and your beans. Keep a lemon and a sheaf of fresh herbs in the fridge all of the time, so you have that stuff on hand. I hope today's show helped you with meal planning a little bit. It's not that hard, and I appreciate you listening to the show, and you have a fantastic week, and we'll see you another day this week on another great show.